Facing a growing mountain of debt, the board of Baltimore Clay Works has placed its Mount Washington studio and gallery up for sale. WIPR's Brendan Reynolds reports that members and artists are afraid that their community could be broken apart.
The collection of galleries, workshops, and classrooms, known as Baltimore Clay Works, has sat within the historic Mount Washington Village for 35 years. But now this community of ceramic artists, both young and experienced, faces the possibility of change.
We are looking to become a little more fiscally responsible, and we are looking at a variety of ways in order to get there.
That's Catherine Holt, chair of the Board of Trustees in Baltimore Clay Works. She said the board looked at the debt and the cost of continuing to operate in Mount Washington and decided change was necessary.
It's always difficult when change occurs, but change is in the natural order of the world. And what we're trying to do is make the changes that are necessary to keep the organization vital.
Deborah Bedwell, a founding member and artist at Baltimore Clay Works, said the organization took out about $682,000 worth of mortgages over the past 14 years because of issues with the buildings and the 2008 recession. She said they didn't have much financial support, but they did have enough.
And we had participation in our classes, and people were collectors and customers buying ceramics, plenty of artists to rent studio space.
A letter the board sent to students, teachers, and artists in February said their debt has grown to $900,000, proposed the idea of selling the buildings, and asked for support from members.
The way it sounded is that to get rid of this debt, we're going to sell the buildings and maybe we're going to move.
In the letter, Holt wrote the board had agreed to sell one or both of our very valuable properties in Mount Washington. She wrote, "We have only begun the planning stages of doing so. This is not something that will happen quickly. It will take time to determine our needs and to market our current property." Ann Geddes, a student of 6 years at Baltimore Clay Works, said the letter caused some confusion.
It sounded like the board was afraid that what they were going to have to do was sell our biggest asset, which are the properties in Mount Washington, and relocate. And the wording of the letter, I could see someone saying, oh my gosh, it's a done deal.
But Holt said nothing is a done deal. She said that while both properties are on the market, the decision is still in the air. NAI KLNB Realtors has the two buildings and the lot listed for $4.5 million. Bedwell said that Baltimore Clay Works has excellent facilities and people, and to lose such an organization would be a real tragedy.
And I think that might happen if they try to move the studio building.
Getty said artists, students, and teachers have been circulating a petition objecting to the sale.
This is where the community stands. These are the issues that we think are important. These are the questions we need you to ask. And these are the answers that we need for the questions we've asked.
Holt said the board is interested in what the community has to say, and we'll meet with the petition representatives at 6 p.m. today. I'm Brendan Reynolds for 88.1 WYPR.